Welcome back to Farm Talk. Oh, we're continuing our world tour today, but this will be a little bit closer to home as well. Up to the Carrington Research Center. We're in our friend Jeff Gale. Actually, I don't know if he's in that building or not. I don't think I've ever asked him. Jeff, are you in the CREC buildings? Is that where you are? Or are you in somewhere else? You're in Foster County, right? It's different, or is that one and the same? I've been there. I just never kept track.
Yes, my office is in the Foster County Courthouse in Carrington.
Gotcha.
The Research Extension Center is north. 3.5 miles north of Carrington.
Gotcha. I've been there. I haven't been to the courthouse, but I have been to the CREC. Reason why we're having Jeff coming on today, and Jeff, you actually guys got a bunch of stuff going on over the next couple of weeks up at the CREC, but we got the Central Dakota Ag Day coming up on December 15th, and if memory serves me right, you guys got clobbered by Mother Nature last year. Did you not, or am I remembering that wrong?
You're right. That was at the start of that big storm that we had last December, that four-day blizzard. Ugh. So we waited till the last minute, but we had to cancel it last year. But the good news is this year's forecast, we're still a ways out, but this year's forecast looks much better.
I'm wondering if we're going to be wearing T-shirts, Jeff, because we maybe could have today.
Yeah, I don't know. I was at a meeting the other day with the mayor of Carrington, and he was saying he went golfing kind of midday, and then he was headed out ice fishing right after that. He thought it was the perfect life.
That is the perfect life. I am not that hardy, though, to be going out on the ice yet. I know some of those guys, they get down their rulers, and they know exactly how deep it needs to be, but I will not go out there unless there's at least a good 6-8 inches of ice, and I'm not sure they're at that, but that's all right. All right, let's talk about Central Dakota Ag Day, and for whatever reason, also, I know I've gone up, and Mick has gone up, but I think this year you guys are not running the same day as the Prairie Grains Conference. I think that's been a problem in the past, so this year it is the day after the Prairie Grains Conference.
Yes, I'm sorry, the line is breaking up just a little bit, but this year, well, we've moved the date around a little bit. It's always been in the middle of December, but this year we've got it there on Friday, December 15th.
Okay. Well, let's get into the day itself, and hopefully the line will hang together for us. December 15th, 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 Central Time. You have got a ton of speakers. I know you've got food lined up. So, Jeff, I'm just going to turn it over to you for a little bit. Hopefully that won't affect us if we get a bad line here. But give us the rundown. What's going to happen with the Central Dakota Ag Day?
Yeah, well, we'll start coffee and donuts at 9:30 in the morning, and then the first address will be at 10 o'clock. We have rancher Doug Buechler will be the keynote speaker. He's going to talk about life left-handed. He'll begin at 10 o'clock, and he'll be talking about his experience after suffering a traumatic farm injury. And then later in the day, we have 18 different concurrent sessions to choose from. We'll cover agronomy, livestock, and we have a new session this year called Ag Life that I'm really excited about. Two of those sessions we're going to be looking at what is life like for a custom combine operation, both from just the practicality of working in 8 different states, and then the second session, they'll be talking a little bit about what is life like living or traveling with extended family members and workers. And we also have some sessions in there about food and culture, North Dakota, Russian, German Christmas traditions, and how did our ancestors feed ourselves. So this program, we're going to have the traditional lineup of research information related to crops, soils, and livestock, but we've added these other sessions. So we think there's something of interest to everyone in this year's program.
And I want to make sure that the ranchers know that they've got something there for them, too. There's a lot of stuff about crops, but you have also some stuff about the cattle industry.
Yes, we'll have the cattle industry, and then at the end of the day, we're going to have the speaker in that livestock session will be speaking about livestock markets. But at the end of the day, Frayne Olson from NDSU will be giving an outlook of the crop marketing, what can we expect in 2024. So this is a very solid program. It's going to be interesting to farmers, ranchers, and townspeople, we think.
Okay, and I want to make sure that we get this right. So the day itself, it's kind of broken up into two segments. There's a morning and then an afternoon. Is that right? And then there's lunch in between?
Yes, we'll have the keynote speaker at 10 o'clock. Then we'll have some crop and livestock and this ag life session. We'll have two session times in the morning. Then we'll break for lunch. Then we'll come back in the afternoon with these breakout sessions. Okay. That people can choose whichever topic is most interesting to go to. And then at 2:30, we'll all come back together for Frayne Olson. We'll be speaking for an hour about the crop market outlook.
Yeah, Frayne does a great job. All you guys do a great job. I'm sure the speaker, the list. I've got the list of the topics, and I suppose we have enough time, but there's so many to talk about that folks should really check it out online. So if somebody's listening right now, they're like, hey, I'm interested in going, and where should they go, Jeff, to get that information or be able to look up all the different topics?
Yes, if they just, they could contact their local county extension office and they can get that information, or just go to the NDSU website and do a search for Central Dakota Ag Day, and the full program is posted there for everyone to see.
Okay. Is there a cost to go to the event, and is pre-registration required or some sort of registration required?
No, registration is not required for this program, so we just invite people to come out. If weather is questionable, please check out NDSU's Facebook page, or call. They can call the Foster County Extension Office, but no registration is required.
Okay. Got a couple of minutes left, Jeff, so maybe we can go into a few of the topics. I'm going to throw this out here. Who's talking about water hemp and kochia management?
Yes, we'll be talking about water hemp and kochia management. That'll be Alicia Hartstead will speaking. And Jeff Stockler, the NDSU Extension agent from Griggs County, is really a fantastic resource in the area of weeds, too. And he'll be speaking about very specific suggestions about weed control in wheat and in corn production.
Okay, and then I brought up the cattle market outlook, but also cow health is going to be talked about, emerging issues. So who's going to be covering those topics?
Yeah, Dr. Gerald Stocka will be speaking on cow health, emerging issues there. He'll be speaking in the morning. Then the cattle market outlook will be Tim Petrie from NDSU Fargo. And he'll be speaking in the afternoon in that livestock program.
If you are anywhere near the CREC, the Carrington Research Center, you're going to want to take this in. It is, again, December 15th, 9:30 a.m. to 3:30. It would be great for you to stay the whole day. They'll feed you. They'll keep you busy. But if you had to pick a segment, you can certainly do that. There's so many different speakers. Again, you mentioned 18 different concurrent sessions, a couple of keynote speakers, and I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. It's just the one thing I wanted to ask you, and I want to give time, just we got about a minute or so here, Jeff, who helps you put this together? So this is, I mean, it's a great program, but you guys got a couple of big sponsors.
Yes, well, we do have a big team of extension agents of from six counties here in the central part of the state, and also several of the specialists at the Carrington Research Extension Center. So it's a really team project. So,
okay.
Especially Foster, Eddy, Wells, Griggs, Barnes, Stutzman, Sheridan counties are all working together on this. But we welcome people from any part of the state to come and join our program.
Very cool. And thank you. I was going to add this to the folks in the North Dakota Corn Utilization Council and also the North Dakota Soybean Council, because they're always doing whatever they can to help with education. And is there going to be some booths there too, Jeff? Maybe we lost you.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that part of your question.
Is there going to be some booths there, like vendors there as well?
Yes, we have 9 booths that would be of interest to people, too. So, yes, we have 9 booth sponsors there.
All right.
Everything from banking to buildings.
Well, all you have to do is Google Central Dakota Ag Day. You're going to find it, NDSU, Central Dakota Ag Day, CREC. You can find it under their events. Jeff, thank you so much. I'm hoping to make it up there. I'm going to be up at the Prairie Grains. I'm going to try and swing by when we come back through. But thank you for hopping on today and giving us the run through. It sounds like a great day.
Okay, thanks very much for having us.
Not a problem. It's coming up to the top of the hour. Tomorrow, got Congressman Kelly Armstrong, Derek.